Don't miss a second of the action. Subscribe now to the OTB AM podcast to get it every weekday morning in your podcast feed from 10 a.m.
OTB AM.
With Gillette, proud supporters of Movember. Gentlemen, let's mow.
We're going to talk Dublin Armagh next and the women's football semi-finals with Aisling O'Reilly. First, though, we've already have our All-Ireland Camogie final pairing. Mags Darcy was reporting for OTB on Saturday at Croke Park. Here she is and what she expects from Galway against Kilkenny.
Galway and Kilkenny, it's going to be a right cracker in the final, isn't it, Mags?
Yeah, it's going to be a great game. Great game for any neutral or fan of Camogie. I suppose it's been great to date, Valerie, with the live streaming of all the championship matches. And I really do feel this is the year that Camogie has got the most exposure. And even from the county finals, we have a lot of players. I know for myself, maybe you're playing your own championship and you can't get to another, but you're able out now to flip open a laptop and have a look at other county finals. But for the Camogie Championship and the inter-county scene, it's been great to nearly attend all these matches of sort. And I think there's people from China, Australia, Canada, New York and where have you. I think there's some viewers there from North Korea there at one stage tuning in. So look, it's magnificent to see the exposure of Camogie at this level, and that's all obviously all being supported by Liberty Insurance.
Right, so here we are at 8.50 this morning. Aisling O'Reilly is with us to talk to us about the women's semi-finals at the weekend. The Dubs, who are obviously almost as good at hoovering up All-Ireland in the women's game as they are in the men's game. It was a closer game against Armagh than people might have thought. A 3.13 to 3.8 victory in the end. Just how good were the Dubs here, Ash?
Yeah, Ger, they really were. They're impressive. It was a game that I suppose over the last 2 weeks that I'd really been looking forward to. It was Armagh's first time in the semi-final, the All-Ireland semi-final since 2015. So it was different, it was exciting, and Armagh are a young team that were really up and coming. So it was nice to see them in there. And yeah, the Dubs just do what the Dubs do. And they got off to a flying start with Nicole Owens. I think she got the first goal. She's straight back after injury. She hadn't played all this year, so it was the first time seeing her. So she really showed her worth within the first 3 minutes and just palmed the ball into the back of the net. We then seen, I think it was 8 minutes in, it was 2-2 to a point to Dublin. And I just remember thinking to myself, oh, here we go. I really thought this was going to be closer. But then the Dubs lost Sinead Ahern, which what looked like a hamstring injury, not too certain yet, but it looked like that. And she was a huge blow. And I think it might have cast a small bit of doubt on the Dubs. And we've seen then Amy Mackin, she won a penalty and she just put it low and hard into the bottom right-hand corner. And it just said, you know, Armagh are here, we're in this. And it's she brings the belief as she does every time with Armagh. And they went on to get a further goal and a few points from her sister and Blahi Mackin. And it was 2-6 apiece going into half-time. So we really had a game on our hands. And then into the second half, Carla Rowe, she's just immense for Dublin. She finished the game with 2-4. Her pace, her accuracy, she really just grabbed the game. And yeah, she just took off. And I think in the end, you know, Amy Mackin got another goal. Actually, if you haven't seen this goal for Armagh, you must check it out. It's goal. It'll be up for goal of the year in any code, in any level. She took on two defenders. It was late in the game. There were 6 points down. I think anyone else might have decided to turn and try to recycle the ball back out or something like that. But she decided to take the two defenders on and she sold a dummy hop. One defender went one way and then she just got by the next and put it into the top left-hand corner. So really check that goal out if you can. And they just pulled away in the end, Dubs. It was 5 points and I suppose the difference was maybe the Dublin bench. You know, you see the likes of Niamh McAvoy coming in at halftime. She's a massive player to not be starting. And you see her coming on. She really just lifts them on. And as you said, a bit like the men's team, they know how to win and they know how to kick on and kick into another gear whenever they like.
Go on, sorry.
Oh. Sorry, I just got that the Mackin goal is outrageous for anybody who hasn't seen it.
Yeah.
Like the Dublin defender, I wonder are her ankles okay, because that was an absolute ankle breaker, and the finish is outrageous in that as well. Like this Armagh team have been amazing to watch all year, Aisling, and like when we saw them in the Ulster Championship in that game against Tyrone, it was live in TG Cahir on the Friday night. People were like, "Hold on a minute, this is a team to be reckoned with." Do you think that they're in the conversation for the second best team in the country at the moment? I know we probably will have to wait a few weeks to actually get an answer to that.
Yeah, like I thought they were going to put it up to the Dubs, like, and they did. They did. Like, I haven't followed them now for quite a few years, and they're so exciting to watch. They've a lot of young players, and I do think, well, look, it remains to be seen how we get on now in the All Ireland final, but they're going to be contesting All Ireland for the next few years to come. With the likes of Amy Mackin, she's just, you'd love to have her on your team. You know, she's, when you're down, she just takes the ball and she just does serious damage. There's never any fear. She's just so comfortable on the ball. And yeah, I really am so impressed with them over the last number of years. They're definitely a team to watch out for.
It's funny how an individual superstar like that can really galvanise a team, because you wouldn't have heard Armagh be mentioned as one of those teams who over the last couple of years were going to put it up to the Dubs, and yet here all of a sudden there's enough talent in the ranks. Like, in all these sports, we want somebody to put it up to Dublin, given that once Dublin get organised and the women's side of the game is clearly very well organised, they're going to be very hard given the natural advantages they have and also the funding advantages that they have. So we need teams to put it up to them.
We do, and to see it on TG Cahir on Saturday night, I'd be on and off Twitter during the game, and you know, there was so many people that mightn't always tune into ladies games, and they were saying, my God, the standard here is just brilliant. And that's what we want, you know, that's the difference. And we do need players like Amy Mackin. She reminds me sort of like Kieran McDonald from Mayo. You know, she can pinpoint a pass, and she scored an outrageous score last week against Mayo, actually on the outside of her boot. And you know, you need players like this to stand up and to show the skill level that she really has, and that many ladies players have. So, yeah, hopefully it continues.
And she's only 23 as well, so plenty of time for that Armagh team to build over the next couple of seasons. Next weekend's other semi-final is Cork against Galway. What do you expect to happen in that one?
Yeah, it's going to be a very, very close game. We've seen Galway, they were in the All-Ireland final last year against the Dubs. If anyone remembers that All-Ireland final, very messy, low score and really bad weather conditions. So they'll be hoping to get back there and have another crack at the Dubs. You know, it wasn't the best game, wasn't the best All-Ireland final. So they'll be hoping to do that. And we've Cork, who were in the 2018 All-Ireland final with the likes of Hannah Looney and Libby Coppinger, who played in the All-Ireland Camogie semi-final there at the weekend. They lost that semi-final. I spoke with Hannah early on in the year, and the devastation from last year's losing the two semi-finals. They're not going to want to lose this semi-final. They're going to go out all guns blazing. And, you know, they will be tough to stop, but you have the likes of Olivia Dively, who's just immense for Galway. They're a team that like to sort of, they do a lot of direct running. They run through the middle of the defence, and that's where they cause the problem. So Cork can sort of put a stop to that and get their scores on the board early. You know, Saoirse Noonan for Cork has just been outrageous as well. So I do think it's going to be a brilliant game, definitely one to watch out for. And look, whoever comes up against the Dubs will have a tough task on their hands.
And a week less rest as well.
Yeah, well, that's true. And as we've seen with the dual players, you know, it's very tough. It takes a toll, and We it'll be remain to see how they get on. But I think they nearly have it in their heads, the mindset of everything that's going on this year, that's sort of the way it's going. So they'll be well prepared.
Yeah, they knew the fixture list in advance. But at the same time, it's an extra week for the Dubs to rest up their injuries, you know, and you can see how, if you were of a mind, you might try and turn that into a siege mentality thing. Also, Tommy wanted me to ask about the intermediate... Apparently it says here, Meath restored a bit of pride in the county.
Thanks, Tommy. We need that. Yeah, I think after the Meath-Dublin-Leinster final, we won't talk about it. Yeah, so Meath, they're a team to really watch out for. You know, they've been in the All-Ireland Intermediate final for the last 2 years. They're hoping to make it three in a row. They lost the last two finals. So they're a team that really stuck together over the last while, and they're brilliant to watch. Like, I think what Tommy wanted to mention is probably how they play. Like, they defend in numbers, they attack in numbers. Anytime the Clare attacker had the ball, there was three or four Mead girls around her. And that's brilliant to see in Mead football. That's what we remembered, you know, say the teams of the 90s. That's what Mead's about, you know, that sort of aggression. And they all broke a pace, and It was really brilliant to see. So, yeah, I think now they're going to be up against Westmeath, who were relegated last year from seniors. So they haven't had too many times to play them. You know, we've challenged games over the years, but nothing major. So I do think it'll be close enough. But I think hopefully we will have a bit of good news in Meath come the 20th of December from Croke Park.
All right, good stuff. Thanks so many for joining us today, Aisling. Cheers.
Brilliant. Thanks, lads.
OTB AM
with Gillette, proud supporters of Movember. Gentlemen, let's move.